Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all our ships at sea. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins distributing of all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. Tonight, it's Open Lines on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, so give us a call, 836-9937. 836-9937 on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heinie Minush and his all-star band. And as always, represented by our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger. He's particularly rabid tonight, isn't he? This is the Brenham Sportsline, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, distributing of all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. And I've got a lot of favorites, I'll tell you that. And Classic Care Cleaners, where Cecil and all the folks make sure you look great in everything they do. As I mentioned, open lines tonight. Had a few guests lined up, but for one reason or another, things came up and they were unable to join us tonight. Or for one reason or another, I told them to hit the road. Don't come back, Jack. No, I didn't do that. But you can give us a call and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. 836-9937, 836-9937 tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. A lot of stuff going on in the big wide world of sports on the national level and on the local level. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Sports Line. Brenham Cub football had the week off. They're getting ready for the district opener, as they will open up 13-5A Division II play this Friday night when they host Cedar Creek, 7 o'clock at Cubs Stadium. And this will be a dandy because Cedar Creek's off to a 3-0 start, and they've played some pretty good football teams, much like the Cubs. The Cubs are 2-1, and they will kick things off at 7 o'clock this Friday night at Cubs Stadium. You like to talk about the Cubs, give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937, here on the Sports Line. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, but you want to talk about the Cubs, we'll be more than happy to take your calls. Cubs and all the teams in the district got to take the week off this past week. Meanwhile, the Burton Panthers, their second straight tough one in a row, taking on a couple of real powerhouses in 2A Division I play. Of course, Shiner last week, and then this past Friday, Weimer, both teams undefeated and expected to fight it out for their district championship. Shiner right now number 2 in the state in 2A Division I, and Weimer right on the cusp, been getting some votes, just not enough to sneak into that top 10, but a very tough team. And the Panthers, a very young squad. Of course, they were hit by graduation. I do have some talented players, but also a number of youngsters playing their first seasons at the varsity level. So they're still learning. They're definitely the favorites to win district. And Yeah, just further evidence of this tough non-district schedule that the Panthers play that really gets them ready for district play, whatever their record is, once they get into district. And while the Panthers will host Iola this Friday night, or will take on Iola, excuse me, this Friday night at 7:30 at Iola, and the Panthers continue the process, and just playing these tough teams is only going to make them a better team once district gets underway. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937, here on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about the Brenham Cubs? You want to talk about the Burton Panthers? We'll be more than happy to do so. Volleyball, a battle for the lead in district as the Brenham Cubettes will take on College Station tomorrow night in College Station. Both teams 3-0 in district play. The Cubettes rolling over Katy Paytow this past Friday night, 3-0. And holding Paytow to just 31 points over three games. Cubettes are playing some outstanding volleyball right now. They're 26-11 on the season. Meanwhile, the Burton Lady Panthers, they are on a roll. They are 3-0 in district play after sweeping Somerville this past Friday night, 3-0. And they get ready to renew their rivalry with their neighbors right down the street, Round Top Carmine. The Cubettes also 3-0 in district play. They are coming off a 3-1 win over Snook. So the Lady Panthers and Round Top Carmine playing for first place in the district tomorrow night, 6:00 in Carmine. Going to be I got a feeling it's going to be a loud, raucous gym tomorrow night in Carmine. This is the Brenham Sports Line, 836-9937, 836-9937. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Want to talk about the NFL? Want to talk about the upcoming baseball playoffs getting underway in a little over a week? Regular season comes to an end next Sunday, believe it or not. Amazing that this season has gone as fast as it has, but we're getting ready for the postseason. And may have a surprise favorite for you as we get ready for the start of the playoffs. You want to talk about Big League Baseball? 836-9937, 836-9937. NFL season off to a rousing and interesting start, to say the least. The Texans are 2-1. The Cowboys are 3-0. Got some big games coming up this weekend. I want to talk about the NFL season and all the wildness. And I mean almost as much stuff going on off the field as on the field. Another big bone of contention already. We're only 3 weeks into the season and the referees are under fire, deservedly so. So if you've got any comments or questions on the NFL, give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937, here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
It's Brenham Cup football on KWHI.
Weiss straight drop, looks, fires across the middle. Caught! Miller, touchdown! Jackson Miller across the middle into the end zone for 6.
Friday night, the Brenham Cubs open up district play when they host Cedar Creek. 7:00 kickoff at Cubs Stadium. 6:30 pregame. Right here on your voice for the Cubs. AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
One, two, three, four!
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude with Doc and the Boss. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line. Of course, the Major League Baseball playoffs just over a week away, set to begin next Tuesday, pending, though, the possibility of a playoff game next Monday to decide wild cards and so on and so forth. Now, The conference champs pretty much decided. Of course, the Yankees and the Astros have clinched, and they each have 102 wins. The Astros have one less loss, so they're going to have to. They have one more game than the Yankees this coming week, the two vying for the best record in the American League, and the winner will have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Now, Minnesota, they've got a four-game lead in the Central, so with just six games left to play in a four-game lead, looking to lock up that Central division over the Cleveland Indians. Now, as we take a look at the wild card in the American League, well, the Oakland A's have the number one wild card lead right now. Two games over, Tampa Bay and Cleveland, they're in a dead heat at 92 and 64. So either team could come away. Now, if they finish tied for that, then those two would play off for the second wild card. But again, they're just two games back of Oakland with six games left to play. So they could still, both teams could still catch Oakland. The A's, by the way, will be, the A's, I have six games left. But here's the thing. Oakland, the hottest team in baseball since the second half of the season. They are scorching hot, and the thing is, if you are the A's if you're the Astros or the Yankees, it might behoove you to finish with a second best record, because the team with the best record is going to have to take on the A's in the second round if the A's win that wild card game. And as I said, they are the hottest team in baseball right now. The A's are on a roll. Meanwhile, whoever finishes second, well, they might have to take, they would likely have to take on the Minnesota Twins. This is the Brenham Sports Line. Good evening. You're on the Sports Line.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to. I want to get your take on the Notre Dame Georgia game from this past Saturday.
Oh my goodness! Well, Notre Dame played them tough right down to the wire. I thought Notre Dame was going to pull it out there at the end, but Georgia's pretty tough and came away with the win. But was not disappointed in Notre Dame's performance. I thought this was one of the best games they've played in the last few years against, you know, a top five nationally ranked team. But
Georgia is an SEC team, so really, Notre Dame really didn't even have any business to stay with them.
Yeah, well, you know, if you listen to the Talking Heads on ESPN, no, but
Paul Feinbaum and Gary Danielson, neither one gave Notre Dame a chance at all.
No, they didn't. But I thought Notre Dame played a heck of a game. I thought it, could have gone either way in the last couple of minutes. Was not disappointed in how the Fighting Irish played at all.
Okay. What do you think the Irish are going to have to do to get over the hump? They're like 1-13 or something like that against top five teams on the road in the last 20 years. What's it going to take to get over the hump?
Whatever they did to prepare for that, for the game this past Saturday, because like I said, just one break here or there, and it's their win. So whatever they did to prepare for this game this week, I think was the right approach. The thing about Notre Dame and what always helps me or draws me to Notre Dame is the fact that, they're not like a lot of the other top 10 programs where the only tough games they have are in conference. They're not on conference schedule. They play all these cupcakes. Notre Dame doesn't duck anybody.
Are you calling Lamar a cupcake?
Yeah, pretty much. The proof's in the pudding there, Coach.
Aggie fans would say that Lamar and Texas State, those teams are pretty tough.
Maybe in their own division.
I think if Notre Dame would have had Jafar Armstrong at running back, or Jameer Smith, their number two running back, they'd have given them a lot better show. Their lack of running game with the top two running backs out really, really did hurt them.
Yeah, they were not. They weren't able to establish any kind of consistency, and Georgia's defense. If you can't run on them, they sure make your throwing game tough.
Yeah. Now on another subject, I don't keep up with any league where the pitcher doesn't get the bat. So I was wondering how the Red Sox are doing. Are they going to be able to make the playoffs or not?
I'm going to humor you because I know darn well how bad the Red Sox season is going. But it's been a tough year. Pitching just has been awful for the Red Sox this year. The hitting is there.
Well,
I love their lineup. From 1-9, their lineup is tough. They just can't get anybody out this year.
Yeah.
When you consider their top starter is David Price.
Yeah, maybe they can get Wakefield or Luis Tion or somebody like that to come back.
Yeah.
Bill Lee is gone. They can't get him.
I don't know. The old spaceman, he might still have a trick up his sleeve.
he can throw the ghost ball, I guess.
Oh, man.
Best of luck next year to the Red Sox.
So how are things? How are things up north of Brenham?
Oh, I have no comment on it. All I talk is Notre Dame football.
All right.
It's the Great South Bend getting ready for the Cavaliers this week. Another ranked opponent.
There you go. And
all right. Be good.
Hey, just keep waking up the echoes, my friend.
There you go. Sounds good.
Good to hear from you.
Have a good evening.
You too. 836-9937, 836-9937. Always fun to talk Notre Dame football with my old friend. Give us a call, and we'll talk anything you want. Cub football, Blinn Buccaneer football. Hey, Blinn Buccaneers. I tell you, in the NJCAA, in a league marked by games which at times look like basketball scores, good old-fashioned defensive slobber knocker. The Buccaneers win their homecoming game, beating ninth-ranked Trinity Valley 10-6 with a good old-fashioned goal line stand on the one-yard line. As time ran down, 30 seconds to go, fourth and goal from the one, and the Bucs stuff the Cardinals and pull out the win. My kind of football. I love hard-fought, defensive, good old-fashioned snot bubble football, and that was what that was Saturday night at Cubs Stadium as the Bucks 4-1 now on the season, 2-1 in conference play. They're number 12 in the nation in the NJCAA. They beat the number 9 team. Could see the Bucks move into the top 10 for the next weekly poll. Just maybe. Just maybe. Keep your fingers, toes, and eyes crossed. Bucks have this Saturday off, and then the trip that, to be honest, nobody likes to make. The Bucks head to Miami, Oklahoma, a week from Saturday to take on NEO. That's always a tough trip. It's a long, long bus ride. And then when you get there, you're definitely at a home field disadvantage when you get there. So that's a big one for the Buccaneers. And NEO is a tough, tough team again this season. But big win this past Saturday night for the Buccaneers over ninth-ranked Trinity Valley, again by a final of 10-6. This is the Brenham Sports Line, and give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We don't have to talk about Notre Dame football, although I would love to talk about Notre Dame football all night long, but we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about the Aggies and the Longhorns? Give us a call, 836-9937. We'll talk about the Texans. Want to talk about the Cowboys. Want to talk about the Astros. Want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, 836-9937, 836-9937. This is the Brenham Sports Line. News is up next.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the 2017 World Series champions, the Houston Astros, on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astro sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, DDM Pipe and Steel, Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Fireplaces, etc., Brenham National Bank, Bluebonnet Petroleum, T3 Truck and Trailer, and Team Ford of Navasota. Please support our Astro sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, your Houston Astros connection.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, September 24th, Craig will be speaking with Tammy Jaster from the Bluebell Aquatic Center about kidfish. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump denies that he tied aid to Ukraine to an investigation into the son of Democratic rival Joe Biden during a call that's now the subject of a whistleblower complaint.
It's the transcript of a phone call with a world leader, one that could clear up whether the president put pressure on a foreign government to investigate his political rival. And it occurred at the same time that nearly $250 million in military aid to Ukraine was being held up by the White House. The president today saying,
"Now, when you see the call, if you see it, I hope you see it, frankly, you will find out that I did not do that at all."
But then moments later,
"So I don't think it's a great precedent. So I didn't say I was going to release it at all."
Multiple sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News that is an ongoing conversation at the White House. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump is currently holding meetings with world leaders in New York for the United Nations General Assembly this week. He says Iran will be one of the topics he'll raise tomorrow during his UN speech. An Army soldier is facing a federal charge of sharing bomb-making instructions online.
24-year-old Jared Smith allegedly considered attacking a news network with a car bomb, discussed killing members of the far-left group Antifa, and mused about presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke being a good fit for fire, destruction, and death. Smith had been assigned to Fort Riley, Kansas. The Army said it cooperated with the FBI.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Prosecutors in Florida say they're dropping charges against 2 6-year-old students, a boy and a girl, who were arrested at an elementary school last week.
This is not a reflection of the children, but more of a reflection of a broken system that is in need of reform.
The state's attorney says she refuses to play a role in the school-to-prison pipeline. Health officials in Kansas say a second person has died from a vaping-related illness in that state. Stocks ending the day mixed on Wall Street, the Dow adding 15 points. While the NASDAQ slipped 5, the S&P lost a fraction of a point. This is ABC News.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
A Philadelphia man describing an apartment fire rescue to the local media gains national attention for his dig at the Eagles.
By the time a fire broke out early Monday in an apartment building in West Philadelphia, the Eagles game had been over for hours.
Dropped by Aguilar.
But the two dropped passes by wide receiver Nelson Aguilar. And the fumble he lost were fresh on the mind of former firefighter Hakeem Laws.
I ran to the back door.
He said he joined the effort to save trapped children, and as he described the fire, he threw in this Eagles burn.
My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar.
That phrase, unlike Aguilar, became an instant trend on Philly Twitter. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Police at every level are being flooded with tips about potential mass shooters. In a typical week, the FBI says it takes about 22,000 reports, but after last month's series of mass shootings, the weekly total is around 37,000 reports from people concerned about a friend, coworker, or family member. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm Joshua Bloschke with another KWHI local news update. At least two are transported for injuries after a two-vehicle accident Sunday afternoon on Highway 290 West just outside of Burton. Units were called out just before 1 o'clock to spur 125 at 290 West. According to authorities, a vehicle was attempting to turn onto the eastbound lanes of 290 from spur 125. Officials said it failed to yield a right-of-way and pulled out in front of an oncoming vehicle headed west. The occupants of each of the vehicles were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. However, authorities cannot confirm exactly how many were transported. Charges are pending against a group of men after their arrest late Saturday night. Brenham and Blinn College police arrested four men in the midst of an investigation into motor vehicle burglaries. At 11 o'clock, authorities responded to a burglary of a motor vehicle call to the Blinn Student Center. Taken into custody were 20-year-old Mark Chevalier, 19-year-old Titus Destin, 19-year-old Terrence Wiley, and 18-year-old Darren O'Neill. All four have been charged with possession of a controlled substance. O'Neill was also charged with credit and debit card abuse. Police say several other charges against the four are pending. A Bryan man has been sentenced to prison in the death of a 21-month-old toddler. Alex Baeno was sentenced to 27 years in prison in the death of Jarrett Cadena back in 2016. Baeno was accused of injuring the child by shaking him while the boy's mother was away. In court Monday morning, Cadena's family had the opportunity to explain to Baeno the impact his actions had on their family. And online registration is now open for the 16th Annual Scarecrow Extravaganza, presented by Main Street Brenham. Registration now available online at downtownbrenham.com. Registration available through next Monday, September 30th. Forecast calling for partially cloudy skies throughout the day. Look for an afternoon high of 93 degrees, overnight low of 73, partially cloudy Tuesday with a high of 91. I'm Joshua Bloschke for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Where the news comes first.
Aggie football on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear Fightin' Texas Aggie football on KWHI in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors. Tegner Toyota, Page Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, WC Tractor, and Team Fordham Navasota. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors. And for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI, AM 1280 and 101.7, your Aggie sports station.
Celebrate homecoming this year in Brenham with KWHI as we broadcast the parade on Wednesday, September 25th, beginning at 6:15. Hear all about the homecoming queen contestants, words from the athletic department, and just good old-fashioned school spirit. The homecoming parade broadcast is brought to you in part by Citizen State Bank, J&A Roofing, Conjura Tile, and Collier Construction. Join us for the homecoming parade in downtown Brenham this Wednesday on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Doc and the Boss back with you here on an open Lions night at the Brenham Sports Line, 836-9937, 836-9937. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, distributing all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. We will take your calls. Open lines, so we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I did not get to the National League as we wind down this final week of the Major League Baseball regular season. The Dodgers running away with the best record in baseball. They were the hottest team the first half of the season and didn't slow down the second half. They've won 100 games. And they easily the number one team in the National League, the favorite by a lot of folks to go to their third straight World Series. But there's a few teams right now playing some good baseball that will have something to say about that. Like maybe the National League East champs, the Atlanta Braves. They have, I won't say coasted, but have comfortably won the National League East. Over the Washington Nationals, nearly 16 games back, the Philadelphia Phillies. A lot of people picked them to go to the World Series this year. Wow. Maybe the second coming isn't all that great. How much did they pay for him? But they're not even going to make the playoffs this year. And then the Central right now, St. Louis has a three-game lead with six to go. The Cardinals have clinched a playoff berth, but have yet to clinch the National League Central. Now, as we take a look at the wild card race in the National League, right now, Washington is in a dead heat with the Milwaukee Brewers. And it looks like those are going to be the two teams going to the playoffs. That's going to be a heck of a game between those two to decide who goes on to the playoffs. Chicago, tough weekend. The Cubs now four games out with six games to play. Looks like they're a long shot to make the postseason. The Mets also four and a half out with six to play. The Mets have an extra game in hand, but the Mets and the Cubs would have to win out and have Washington or Milwaukee collapse if they were to make a run at a playoff berth. Not going to happen, and now word is that cleaning house is going to take place in Chicago. Gee, the team doesn't win a World Series in over 100 years. They won one a few years ago. And now all of a sudden this year, 82-74, four games out of a wild card, and they're going to clean house, get rid of one of the best managers in all of baseball in Joe Maddon. Also, word is that they're getting ready to clean house and that Theo Epstein, one of the best GMs in all of baseball, built two teams to win World Series within a decade and a half. And he could be out of a job as well. So house cleaning about to begin in the Windy City as apparently just one World Series in the last 3 years is just not enough for the Cub executives nowadays. But it looks like Washington and Milwaukee We'll get to the playoffs as the wild card teams and join Atlanta, St. Louis, and the Dodgers in the postseason. It's shaping up for an exciting postseason. A lot of people going out on a limb and saying, or not going on a limb, but saying that the Dodgers are the favorite to win the World Series this year. Houston and the Yankees, the favorites to meet up in the American League Championship for the right to go to the World Series against the Dodgers. But watch out for Oakland. They are hot. They could beat either Houston or New York. They beat the Yankees four of the six times they played this year, and they've beaten the Astros five of the last six times that they have played this season. So whoever possibly gets Oakland in the American League semifinals is going to have their hands full. And getting back to the National League, I say look out for Atlanta. Look out for Atlanta. That's a team that I said back in the April when the season started. That was my pick to go to the World Series, and I'm sticking with the Braves, which means I have just jinxed the Braves. I have doomed them. There is no way Atlanta will now make it to the World Series because, well, I picked them back in April, and I'm sticking with that pick with the playoffs getting underway here 1 week from today or 1 week from tomorrow, depending on if there has to be a playoff game. Now, you want to talk about football? Want to talk about high school football, high school volleyball, college football? Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. We've got open lines here on the Brenham Sports. I'm going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. So give us a call. You want to talk about football? Want to talk about college football, pro football, whatever you want to talk about? Texans, I thought a good win yesterday. 27-20 over the Chargers. Another big day for Deshaun Watson. He's going to have to carry this team. They have no resemblance of a running game at all. They've got a couple of halfway decent backs. I just think they don't want to use them. They want to make this Deshaun Watson's team, and they're just going to forego the running game. The problem is that offensive line is just not that good. Deshaun Watson, 351 yards and three touchdowns, despite the fact that he was harassed all day by the LA Chargers defensive front. And just a complete lack of offensive line on the Texans' part is going to get – Deshaun Watson's not going to last very long in this league if that keeps up. Now, if he can keep playing like he did yesterday, yeah, Texans are going to win their division again and take their chances in the playoffs, which have not been very friendly. Sorry to see this Sunday that our old friend, former Blinn Buck, Cam Newton, not going to be making – the trip is Carolina takes on the Texans in Houston. Was kind of hoping to get down there to see Cam coming back to Texas, just down the road from Blinn College, where he won a national, helped win a national championship for the Buccaneers. But not going to happen. He's not going to start for Carolina. So I have canceled my order for tickets. But the Texans right now 2-1, and Carolina looked good this past weekend under their backup quarterback. So it should be another test for the Texans at noon this Sunday here on KWHI and FM 101.7. Cowboys, yeah, granted the win was over Miami, but it was a solid performance. Ezekiel Elliott, 125 yards. Tony Pollard, 103 yards and a touchdown. So you got two running backs going over 100 yards. Then you've got Dak Prescott throwing for nearly 250 yards and a pair of scores. So Dallas did what they had to do against Miami. They They needed to take out the Dolphins. Got to give the Dolphins credit, though. They stuck around, were in the game, but Dolphins just don't have the weapons to hang with teams like the Cowboys. And that's on purpose. Management purposefully has sabotaged the Dolphins because they want the number one draft pick. And so they've made no bones about it. They're not even trying to disguise it. They're basically stinking on purpose. And I feel bad for the fans of Miami, even though I'm not a Dolphin fan. They're on my list of probably four or five least favorite teams in sports. As Miami Dolphins, I've never been a fan of the Dolphins. Like some of the old-time players, love Larry Zonka, Nick Bonacani, Bob Greasy. Love those guys, but never been a fan of the team. But don't like what they're doing to their fans. You know, these fans bought season tickets. This team spent their money, and now they're going out and losing on purpose so that they can get higher draft picks. And I don't like that at all. But the Cowboys took care of business. They're 3-0. They've got a tough one, though, coming up next Sunday night. They travel to New Orleans. Saints looked good under Teddy Bridgewater yesterday. And they'll be Cowboys be going up against my man Malcolm Brown and the New Orleans Saints. So we'll see that'll be the Cowboys. Probably their first real tough test will be this coming Monday night because, they're a better team than New Orleans, I think. But on the road at New Orleans, primetime Sunday game, that means all the fans have got all day long to get, well, shall we say, motivated, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. And they know how to get motivated in New Orleans. And so that should be a wild, raucous, and borderline ugly crowd at 7:20 next Sunday night. Take a look around the NFL. You've got teams that are unbeaten at 3-0. Some surprises. No surprise the Rams are 3-0. Bit of a surprise that San Francisco is 3-0. The Packers 3-0. A little bit of a surprise. Detroit's 2-0-1. That's a big surprise so far. Dallas 3-0. Not a surprise. Not a surprise. Once they got Zeke back, you knew the Cowboys were going to have a hot start. Kansas City 3-0, no surprise there. Patrick Mahomes is just, he's, if it's possible, probably better this year than he was last year. And he was the MVP last year. Looking at New England, yeah, they're 3-0. The Patriots, they're a legitimate 3-0. Unfortunately, the three teams that they're 3-0 against are 0-9 on the season. So, yeah, well, you know, but the Patriots are still a favorite to win the East. Buffalo's 3-0. Surprise there. The Bills are 3-0, off to a great start. Granted, their opposition hasn't been the best. Their opposition, the Patriots' opposition is 0-9. The Bills' opposition is 1-8. So, you know, you can take that with a grain of salt, but some 0-3 teams, as you would expect, Miami and the Jets. Surprised the Jets are 0-3. I think the Jets, probably a lot of people thought they would have been 2-1 by now. Also 0-3, Cincinnati, as expected. Pittsburgh 0-3. That is a shocker. Yeah, they lost Ben Roethlisberger, but they didn't lose some of their other weapons. So Pittsburgh is surprised at 0-3. Also at 0-3, well, no other 0-3. Arizona's 0-2-1. That was expected. Liking what I'm seeing out of Arizona, but it's going to be a slow process. Could be a good game tonight, Chicago at Washington. Chicago's been a bit of an underachiever. Mitchell Trubisky not having a good season so far. A lot of people thought This was a put up or shut up year for Trubisky. Well, he ain't putting up so far, but we'll see tonight as he takes on an 0-2 Washington team. And we'll see if Washington can show up to play tonight against Chicago, 7:15 kickoff, Monday Night Football. Still got some time if you want to give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
It's Brenham Cup football on KWHI.
Weiss Street drop, looks, fires across the middle. Caught! Miller, touchdown! Jackson Miller across the middle into the end zone for six.
Friday night, the Brenham Cubs open up district play when they host Cedar Creek. 7 o'clock kickoff at Cubs Stadium. 6:30 pregame right here on your voice for the Cubs. AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Miller Lite? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 10. There it is. Miller Lite brews with hops, hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line. We got a few more minutes. If you want to give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 836-9937, 836-9937. Here on the Sports Line. Big headline in the NFL today. Giants running back Saquon Barkley. Likely out up to 8 weeks. As he suffered a high ankle sprain. And the problem with a high ankle sprain is that you just never know when it's going to heal. It could linger for the rest of the season. So no confirmation of a time frame for the return of, no doubt about it, the most explosive running back in the National Football League, Saquon Barkley, out up to 8 weeks. Also, the continuing saga of Antonio Brown. So funny, it just choked me all up. Brown now says he's going to enroll at Central Michigan University and take online courses. Do they have a course in common sense? Who knows? Maybe they've got a course that will teach him how to act like an actual responsible human being, but I really doubt it. Meanwhile, a name from years past. The old Texas Tech heydays, the Cardinals announced releasing Michael Crabtree after just 3 games. 11th NFL season, 4 passes, 22 yards. Michael Crabtree, Red Raider fans will remember, and so will Longhorn fans. For that incredible touchdown catch, went on to the NFL, had some really good seasons, but it looks like the end of the NFL career is pretty much in line now for Michael Crabtree. sorry to see that, but sooner or later, reality comes knocking on your door. Again, a reminder, it is homecoming week for Burnham High School, and the big parade is Wednesday night here on KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com, the homecoming parade in downtown Brenham. Then the game Friday, the Cubs and Cedar Creek will be there to bring you all the action. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame right here on KWHI. Burton Panthers Burton Panthers taking on Iola. That game kicks off Friday at 7:30. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Afternoon, Doc.
Hey, what's going on?
It's always going on.
You betcha.
No, not mowing, that's for sure. Hey, not cutting hay either.
But no, no.
I'm not big on Houston college football, but, man, I watched that last play over and over in slow-mo, and mm-hmm. I swear these guys let them make that last play. The receiver that had a dead bullseye on him.
Oh, the Cougar game, you mean? The Cougar game?
Yep.
Okay.
Ducked down and closed his eyes and took out the other defender that was coming after him. And the one that was trailing them was one step behind them for 15 yards, and all he had to do was strike his feet out from under him. And he never dove at him. I just couldn't understand it.
It was, I've watched.
Line, at the 5-yard line, he just, like, gave up.
I watched the play over and over again, and just it was not good effort on the Cougars' part. That one definitely is not going to make the highlight film, and that's a play I think that that's what the coaches call a teaching moment. That's a moment that they're just going to go over and over and over, and they're going to run that play back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And
I mean, he had him in his sights. Yeah. And he ducked his head down, closed his eyes, totally missed him,
yep.
Knocked his fella down, and the other guy just never reached out, swiped his feet out from under him. All he had to do is knock his leg out. But, you know, on the other hand, look at Glenn, what they pulled off, the 1-yard stand.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a great moment for them for homecoming. So
that really was. That was a neat moment. And of course, you know, the fourth down, but that whole series of plays, those four plays down on the goal line. What a great job by the Buccaneer defense.
Yeah, the stand. I mean, you can't bring a crescendo ending to a game better than that.
No, and, you can't.
One of the broadcasters, I think, on another AM station earlier was saying it's non-scripted. It's the best radio and the best TV there is a football game because there's no script.
Absolutely. And getting back to your point on the Houston game, that's just one of those where, you know, in the old days, and coaches can't do this nowadays, but in the old days, I could see a chair flying off the wall during the game films. You know, I mean, I could see a table getting broke or a chair flying off the wall and language that would make a longshoreman blush.
Maybe a head off the shoulders.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because that was a very poor exhibition of tackling, and that's just, and it cost him a game.
It did.
Yeah,
but the
good news, and if you can look at it the other way, the good news is it was a win for our old pal Willie Fritz.
Yeah, it's always bright side.
There's always behind every dark cloud there is a silver lining there somewhere.
That's right, buddy. If they were playing the numbers, they just won. The others, they just lost.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, brother.
I'm gonna try. You have a great night.
Thank you.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thanks for calling. Here on the Brenham Sports Line, here on KWHI. we bring to an end the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing of all your favorite and all my favorite Anheuser-Busch products, and Classic Care Cleaners, where Cecil and the folks, well, they make sure you look great in everything they do. Appreciate our callers here tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, and we'll be back again next week, and hopefully our guests won't cancel out on us next week here on the Brenham Sports Line, but we look forward to joining you again next Monday night. Same bat time, same bat channel, here on the Brenham Sports Line.